stormy weather seems to be occurring quite often across the Midwest here recently, and we're going to see more of that after a little bit of a break here. The next storm system that's going to be coming into the region will be one that moves across the northern plains into the northern parts of the Midwest. That will occur likely Thursday into Friday. Snowfall may run 1 to 3 inches, maybe something a little bit greater in a few spots, but that snow event is not likely to have much impact on other areas to the south. During the weekend, of course, we saw significant precipitation occur across the central and eastern Midwest, the Delta and the southeastern states. Many areas reporting anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch of moisture, with several pockets of 1 inch plus amounts of moisture being noted. And the precipitation was followed by a significant snow event. And we have plenty of snow on the ground from portions of easternmost Missouri and southeastern Iowa into Ohio and parts of Michigan today. And that snow is probably going to stay with us for a while, but it will gradually melt, especially in the southern parts of the region as we get involved with some warmer weather for a little while this week. Once that storm system Thursday and Friday passes through the northern Midwest, some cooler air will seep southward again across the region, but it's not going to be very significant until after a second storm system pushes through the region. That second storm system will be the more significant event. It is expected to impact a big part of the Midwest, the Delta, and Southeast, just like this past weekend, with generalized rain occurring initially, followed by a shot of snow as the system pulls out of the region and cold air pours into the region. We're expecting to see quite a warm-up this week in the southern states, especially the Delta and the southeastern portions of the country, where we'll see temperatures getting into the 60s and 70s before that storm system arrives late in the weekend during the weekend. The heat down there and the buildup of colder air in the plains will likely set the stage for some possible severe thunderstorms, maybe late this week or into the weekend. We'll continue to monitor that rather closely. None of that severe weather at the moment looks like it'll impact the Midwest, but it cannot be ruled out, and a close monitoring of that will be necessary for late this week. Our temperatures in the near-term part of the forecast here are still expected to trend a little bit warmer, but only gradually. We'll look for highs today in the mostly 20s and 30s across the northern portions of the Midwest. Some teens will occur across the Great Lakes region in particular. We'll look for some readings in the southernmost parts of the region getting up into the 40s. That'll be the case again tomorrow as well. And as we get into the second half of this week, we'll see maybe a quick surge of warmer air with 40s and 50s occurring in many eastern Midwest locations outside of Michigan. And then perhaps some 60-degree readings will occur just south of the Ohio River, including portions of southeastern Missouri and Kentucky, just before we get involved with the late week and weekend storm system. Now, in contrast to that, at the same time, we'll see some high temperatures only in the single digits and teens in the Dakotas and Minnesota as we get into Thursday afternoon, setting up that strong temperature contrast I referred to before that might give us some severe weather across parts of the eastern U.S. as we move into the weekend. The colder air will eventually spread across a big part of the Midwest, and that's one of the reasons why we think there might be a little bit of snowfall at the end of the coming weekend storm system. That storm system, by the way, is still expected to begin to debut in the southern plains initially, and that will probably take place as we move from Friday into Saturday. Precipitation across the heart of the Midwest will come shortly thereafter, and we'll likely see widespread precipitation evolving during the heart of the coming weekend. And again, we'll start off with some rain and thunderstorms and maybe end up with a little bit of snow. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.